from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A senior U.S. official says the United States and Cuba have agreed to reopen embassies in each other's capitals for the first time in more than 50 years. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a statement today on Cuba from the Rose Garden, while Secretary of State John Kerry will speak in Vienna, where he's taking part in nuclear talks with Iran. Cuba's foreign ministry says the chief of the U.S. interest section in Havana will deliver a note Wednesday from Mr. Obama on reopening embassies. Mr. Obama and the Cuban president, Raul Castro, announced last December that two countries were ready to restore normal diplomatic relations. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong Wednesday. It comes as the city marks the 18th anniversary of its handover from British to Chinese rule. Thousands of police were on standby for the annual march. It was the first large-scale protest since police forcibly cleared pro-democracy demonstrators from the streets late last year. At a flag-raising ceremony Wednesday, the territory's pro-Beijing chief executive accused opposition lawmakers of holding back the city's progress. A letter sent by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to Eurozone ministers indicates Greece is prepared to accept most of the European Commission's terms for new bailout money. The letter was shared with news outlets on Wednesday, hours before the European finance ministers were scheduled to hold a teleconference discussing Greece's latest plea for a deal. The letter indicates Greece may be more willing than it previously indicated to bow to the demands of creditors. VOA News. A new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency shows that a record 137,000 migrants have made the journey across the Mediterranean Sea so far this year. That's an 83% increase as compared to the same period last year. The UN High Commission on Refugees released a report Wednesday saying Europe is living through a maritime refugee crisis of historic proportions as those migrants make the risky journey to seek better living and economic conditions in Europe. The head of UN's nuclear agency will meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran Thursday as negotiators from Iran and a group of six world powers continue working toward a comprehensive agreement ensuring the country's nuclear program is peaceful. Meanwhile, the two sides had set Tuesday as their original deadline, but have agreed to extend the talks until July 7th. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday that Iran must agree to a strong, vigorous verification mechanism.
Because I've said from the start, I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
A damning report by the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights graphically details a pattern of vicious and widespread atrocities committed by Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria and neighboring Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report shows violations committed by Boko Haram remain as extensive and far-reaching as they were when the UN Human Rights Council held a special session on the atrocities committed by the militant group in April. Interviews by UN staff with former captives and survivors of Boko Haram attacks in northeast Nigeria present a distressing picture of horrific abuse stretching back months and even years. They include massacres, the burning down of entire villages, torture and abduction on a massive scale, including of children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A border clash between Pakistan and Afghanistan overnight has left one Afghan security personnel dead and two Pakistani soldiers wounded, according to officials in both countries confirming Wednesday. The Pakistani military spokesman told VOA its soldiers were engaged in a construction activity in the Angar Adda border area when they came under attack from the Afghan side. Indonesian authorities say the death toll from a military transport plane crash has spiked to 141 as rescuers continue searching the wreckage in a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. The Hercules C-130 crashed into two houses in a hotel on Tuesday, minutes after takeoff from the airbase in Medan. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.